I'm Paul Foster for WNCW and the Friday Feature Interview of the Week, which is a doubleheader today. First of all, a focus on the Carolina Climbers Coalition and how they formed a group that helps during the COVID-19 crisis. And then we're off to Black Mountain to focus on a fresh food drive-thru made possible by a nonprofit organization. Coming up first this morning on WNCW, a conversation about Carolina Climbers Coalition forming the Carolina Climbers Conservation C4 Trail Crew. Joining me this morning is the Executive Director of Carolina Climbers Coalition, Mike Reardon.
Good morning, Paul.
Mike, first of all, tell us what is and when did it begin, the Carolina Climbers Coalition?
The Carolina Climbers Coalition, we formed about 25 years ago. We're in our 25th year now, and we are dedicated to protecting, preserving, and enhancing climbing access, rock climbing, ice climbing, bouldering access within the Carolinas. We do a little bit of work in Virginia and also in Tennessee as well.
One of the things that's been going on for some time now is that any topic that anyone talks about seems to relate to COVID-19 in one way or the other. So what's this big news referring to what's called the C4 crew?
The C4 crew, we formed it in homage to the Civilian Conservation Corp from the Depression era. We realized there was, in our community of climbers and outdoor enthusiasts, that there was a lot of unemployment happening due to COVID-19. And as a board, we put our heads together of how can we help our community in a time of need and also help our different outdoor recreation areas, our outdoor climbing areas. So C4 is a way to improve different infrastructure, meaning mostly trails, and mitigate any erosion issues at different areas that are open to climbing or are about to be open to climbing. So meaning an area that maybe we are working on climbing access at.
As of yesterday, which was Thursday, you started, I understand, with a small work crew. The focus is on beautiful Big Rock, South Carolina. Tell us more about that.
Big Rock is owned by Natural Land Trust. So just a few years ago, we were able to work with Natural Land Trust to establish rock climbing access. And Big Rock is an area that has a larger loop trail and then several different spidering trails that go to different boulders and different cliff faces. So it's become really popular in the South Carolina upstate for climbing as well as hiking as well. We're going to do with the C4 crew is improve some of the trail infrastructure. Some of the trails were not built to begin with, or they need a lot of erosion control. And so we're going to be working on that, and we've already started.
Those fortunate enough to be on board with C4 will certainly have plenty to do, it sounds like.
Absolutely, yeah. We own land in Lake Lure, Rumbling Bald, partially owned by Chimney Rock State Park, and we own the west side boulders, and we may work in that area with the C4 crew. We're also hoping to work in a few other places in Hickory Nut Gorge, a few other places in Table Rock State Park. All of those projects we're still working on lining up logistics for.
Now, when it comes to the crews, I understand that the Carolina Climbers Coalition will actually provide training before they jump in there and get busy.
That's correct. And so far, those that we have hired have some trail building experience, and we'll have a few days of training for specific trail-based techniques that we're trying to learn.
Funding is crucial, and I know crucial to your group. How far has the funding gone so far, and what are your hopes going forward?
Funding definitely is crucial, especially at this point. What we've done, we seeded the program with $5,000. That was about 3 weeks ago now, and in that time, we set a goal for $25,000, and we're just a few thousand off of that $25,000 goal. If we raise more than the $25,000, which would be fantastic, that means that we can employ people for a longer period of time. Intention is to employ people throughout the summer, continue to have them improve our trail systems. That can only go as long as the fundraising pool goes.
In closing, with Mike Reardon, Executive Director of Carolina Climbers Coalition, first of all, thank you. And how can our listeners out there get in touch with you folks?
Our website is carolinaclimbers.org, and carolinaclimbers.org/C4 outlines our C4 program. Thank you very much.
This is the Friday Feature Interview of the Week on WNCW. Now to the second part of this week's program, a report from broadcast journalism student at Hofstra University and a Western North Carolina native, Marjorie Rogers, who put together a report on a fresh food drive-thru in Black Mountain, a name you've heard here on our station before, Bounty and Soul. Maybe it would be a benefit to you.
On Friday, nearly 1,200 people lined up in the former Bilo parking lot in Black Mountain. Local nonprofit organization, Bounty and Soul, handed out bags of fresh produce to people waiting in a drive-thru. The food drive serves as an example of compassion and generosity in a time of great need. Former mayor of Black Mountain, Mike Sobel, explains the intent and the logistics of the food drive.
Publix, Walmart, Trader Joe's, they give us what produce may be going out. We go through it, cull the bad, save the good. But what we're trying to do is behavior modification, trying to get people to eat better and learn how to cook. Every basket that they got food from had recipes in it. Normally we were serving about 200 to 250 a week. Now we're doing over 1,200 in 2 days. It's a true sense of community, a true sense of community.
Here's how a volunteer with Bounty and Soul described the operation.
Some of this food is grown on the community garden here in Black Mountain, and there's another community garden that donates. Grocery stores donate food. Monetary donations go to the food. Because of COVID-19, we've had to move to this type of a distribution that we have pre-bagged boxes and bags, and depending on how many people are in the household depends on what size bag or box that they receive.
With services such as the food drive, Bounty and Soul seeks to provide people with fresh food and prevent food waste. Adam Kelly is the operations director of Bounty and Soul. Here's how he described the organization's mission.
The Bounty and Soul is a health and wellness nutritional program created to help feed food insecure citizens, people that are living in Western North Carolina. Food access is a big deal. You think about communities across the nation that are able to drive for 30 minutes to an hour and buy their vegetables out of a can, which is good that they're able to get food, but they're not getting viable, nutrient-dense food. We make it a big point to local farmers, local gardeners, community gardens in the area. Most of it is rescued food. I put a big emphasis on rescue because we throw away so much food in this country. To be very realistic, we rescue between 12 and 15,000 pounds of food a week. Food that was rejected, whether that be from a retail store or from a gardener, well, we take that food and with an army of volunteers, about 300 active volunteers that we work off of, and that's also intentional.
Kelly says since the pandemic began, the organization has helped the community even more.
One of our biggest increases, obviously, has been because of the unemployment rate and how that has skyrocketed.
Bounty and Soul hosts these food drives in the former Bilo parking lot in Black Mountain next to Starbucks every Tuesday and Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. More information can be found on their website at bountyandsoul.org.
Again, special thanks to freelancer Marjorie Rogers for that report. A reminder that the Friday features are also available as a podcast on our website, wncw.org. Enjoy your weekend. I'm Paul.